The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Former Virginia House Delegate Phil Hamilton is 2 years into a 9.5-year sentence for trading influence for a job offer, and now he's back in the news.
As a parent, I was, you know, very, very upset that my children and my ex-wife were being exploited.
That's part of a phone conversation Hamilton had from prison with WRIC TV 8 News in Richmond after the station broke a story about an alleged fraud that victimized Hamilton's ex-wife and 2 children. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project joins us now.
This is a story that was broken by some local TV stations, and Bill Sizemore, the Virginian Pilot, had a brief story about it.
David, how did Hamilton's former wife become involved in this?
She apparently has been in touch with a gentleman who allegedly promised her that he could obtain a presidential pardon for Phil Hamilton if she would pay him some money. She's told the TV stations that she paid more than $20,000 upon this promises by a gentleman named Joseph Yancey that he could secure Phil Hamilton's release.
And obviously, at some point, she became suspicious.
Her daughter, Phil Hamilton's daughter, checked with the law firm that Mr. Yancey allegedly claimed was working to get this pardon, and the firm had never heard of the situation.
She also found out on the Internet that Yancey has a criminal record in another state, and now he's facing fraud charges in Virginia. Our next story is about the race for lieutenant governor of Virginia, which normally is not especially compelling, and that point was made recently by the 2 Democrats who want the job.
There was a story by Nicholas Benton of the Falls Church News Press. He went out to cover a local event. 2 gentlemen that are running for the Democratic nomination for lieutenant governor made an appearance, and they both made quips about the lieutenant governor's job. It's a long-time joke about the lieutenant governor's job. The only duties are to preside over the Senate, which, as you know, is only a few weeks every winter during the General Assembly session. Mainly they sit and plot their next political move, hopefully going from lieutenant governor to governor in many cases.
Well, this time it's about as important as the lieutenant governor's race can get.
Because the state Senate is tied 20-20, and the current lieutenant governor is a Republican, the Republicans have effective control of the chamber. So there's a lot more at stake this year in the lieutenant governor's race, a race that's typically overshadowed greatly by the governor's race. The governor's race gets all the attention.
If the next lieutenant governor wants to run for the top office, he's going to have a chance to raise his profile considerably in a 2020 Senate.
That can be a mixed blessing. To preside over a sharply divided Senate means whoever the new lieutenant governor is will have many opportunities to break ties. And as you know, very close votes tend to be very controversial, so politicians don't always like to be put on the record, put on the spot, and say yay or nay when there's something that has supporters and opponents on both sides.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can find their daily compilation of political reporting from Virginia newspapers under the VA News link at vpap.org. I'm Fred Eccles.